This is Bob Verdell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh's City Finance Director will meet with financial advisors today to determine whether the city wants to issue bonds tomorrow as planned. Many cities and states have paused their borrowing plans until the federal government resolves the debt ceiling issue. Interest rates have been increasing due to the current debt ceiling negotiations. A deal was struck over the weekend between Republicans and Democrats, but Congress has yet to vote on that agreement. It's hoped that the interest rates will fall once a deal is approved. No Mow May comes to an end tomorrow. The program that allows property owners to let their lawns grow during May to help out bees and other pollinators again had better than 600 homes participate. The city will start fining homeowners for not mowing their lawns in just a couple of weeks. Look for higher water bills starting next month. As I told you back in April, the state has cleared the way for an 18% increase in water rates starting in June. The last time water rates were raised in Oshkosh was back in 2018. Page 2, tomorrow the Oshkosh School Board is expected to hire two black educators for senior administration positions. Sam Coleman will become the Assistant Superintendent of Instruction. He's been working in Virginia and will start in Oshkosh July the 1st. Anthony Miller Jr. will be the district's first ever Director of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. He's a UW Oshkosh grad. Congrats to the 43 people who recently graduated from the Chamber's Leadership Oshkosh program. The program was started by the Chamber back in 1989 and has had nearly 1,200 graduates. And Miller's Bay now has a self-serve kayak rental. It's $20 for a couple of hours on the lake. The kayaks are in what looks like a giant vending machine. Paddles and life jackets are included with those rentals. Turning to sports, longtime Oshkosh North assistant coach Rick Lieb has been named the school's new girls varsity basketball coach. An Oshkosh West softball team hosts Nina this afternoon in the sectional semifinal round. Two more wins and the Wildcats head back to the state tournament. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. We're back again on the Chamber website on Thursday.